Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm standing in the city that never sleeps.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is going to be the most timely radio event ever. I literally got a text from somebody 10 minutes ago. Andrew, has Gene Valentino done an interview on your show? If so, when can I listen to it? Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Well, joining me now, it was scheduled prior, but it's perfect timing. Former County Commissioner for Escambia County, Gene Valentino, District 2, Southwest Sector of Escambia County. He was 8 years in office from 06 to 14. He also was the one of the founders of Collector Solutions, which then went to become JetPay and was sold to NCR for a pretty tidy sum of money. And now he is a contributor on Newsmax, and he's got a whole series of podcasts, and he works with the Salem News Network. I used to work with Salem back in KPXQ in Phoenix a long time ago. Gene Valentino, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, good to hear you again.
I know, right? It's been a little. The last time I talked to you on the air, I think we were talking about, you know, multiple hundreds of millions of dollars for a comprehensive stormwater management and drainage outfall system for the entire county, which looked audacious, and in retrospect seems like, man, maybe that would have been money well spent, you know, somehow or other.
In that context, at that time, the county commissioners kind of used me as point man to go after economic issues. I'm proud to say that it was in the early days when George Tewart was county administrator. I remember Cutler Dawson, the original founder of Navy Federal Credit Union, coming down from Virginia. Mm-hmm. We put him up locally in the conference room, and we went back and forth on negotiations, what turned out to be Navy Federal Credit Union. We wrote an economic incentive plan that is now the beneficiary, now Escambia, well, I should say the region is the beneficiary of jobs, with financial incentives for Navy Credit Union to get them up to 20 to 30,000 jobs for the region.
You know, when somebody hears the name Gene Valentino, I think the average person living in Escambia County or Santa Rosa County or, you know, I mean, maybe even Okaloosa County, the average person says, isn't that guy who used to be in politics a long time ago, why would he be running for Congressional District 1? What makes him think that now is the time after having been out now for 10 years?
I'm glad you asked that question. It's not about me, Andrew. It's about we. I don't need the job. I want the job. It's always been the passion of my life. It goes back to a promise I made to my grandfather, an immigrant, military hero, an Italian immigrant who came into this country legally when I was a young child. Today, fast forward, this region is America's best-kept secret. Vince Wids always said it. Welcome to the Western Gate to the Sunshine State, where thousands live the way millions wish they could. And people today, with all of the stress going on, all of the distress going on, they need a hope. They need a vision. They need a promise for a better future. Oh, yes, it starts with the mandate given to Donald Trump, who has my absolute support, but we need Action Jackson. We need boots on the ground locally. We need to make sure we protect our military installations. We need to restore Amtrak service back to Northwest Florida. We need to talk further about expanding the Port of Pensacola. We need to do what I do best. That's business. I'm a businessman first, not a politician. Foster commerce and industry back to this area. And we need to create a more uniform and expanded infrastructure for highways, ports. We need a disaster plan that handles recovery. And we did a damn good job out here in the Gulf Coast during our hurricanes and storms, better certainly than the way FEMA handled it during Helene, which affected part of Florida and went up towards the Carolinas. We need a good team in place. Yes, it's going to be. I don't want to be one of the singing puppets like the rest of the candidates talking about supporting Donald Trump. Of course I'm going to support Donald Trump and Rick Scott. And I don't need their endorsement to do it. I need their I need them to know that I'm going to get behind them to make sure that their mission is accomplished. And in return, I expect more love coming back to the Panhandle, Andrew. If you like Matt Gaetz, you'll love Gene Valentino. Like Donald Trump, like Vivek Ramaswamy, like Doug Burgum, former governor and governor in South Dakota, excuse me, and others, Elon Musk, and I can name six more, and Rick Scott. Just like all those names, they were businessmen, entrepreneurs, success stories in the private sector first, and chose to return to government to do well for this nation.
You know, for a second, I thought you were going to tell me that if we get Gene Valentino, we get Elon Musk, Doug Burgum, Vivek Ramaswamy. We get everybody all in one package.
No,
but you're just making the parallel with business experience. Now I get.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you said that because, hello, Elon, we need your help back in the Panhandle to jumpstart some quality business. I don't need more tattoo shops, and I don't need more burger shops. I need high-end businesses that pertain to subject matter expertise and technology, innovation, the sciences. Elon, help us bring good industry to town. And that's what we'll do. I did it when I was commissioner back in 2006 when I was tasked by my county commission to go after Airbus. The county commission in Escambia County sent me to Farnborough, England, and over to Bremen and Hamburg, Germany, for the air shows over there to foster economic incentives to bring those jobs, the subcontractor network for Airbus, to try to bring them back into the Panhandle, not just Escambia County, but the Panhandle. To create, we succeed locally by thinking now a little bit more regionally. I get into office,
Gene, let me just pause you for a second because I need to take a quick traffic break. We'll be back. We're talking to Gene Valentino, former county commissioner and candidate for Congressional District 1, one of the nine or so that have said yes even after Donald Trump has made his endorsement. We'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Gene Valentino, former commissioner Gene Valentino. Gene, one of the more obvious questions that I think people would have is, look, Trump has weighed in. Trump has made his pick. He picked the CFO, Jimmy Petronas, and has endorsed him. Jimmy has a pretty big war chest already, something along the lines of $10 million, massive name recognition across the several county area that comprises District 1, not just Escambia or Santa Rosa County. Why fight Trump's candidate? Why stay in the race, even though, you know, as a county commissioner, you're well-known here, maybe not as well-known across the four county area?
I work for the people. I don't have any problem with Jimmy Petronas. He's a great guy. But I do know who has done more for this region. It wasn't Jimmy Petronas or nine others. It was Gene Valentino. I've been here the longest of all of them. 32 years Maureen and I have been in town. God willing, thank God she's given me her blessing to run for this job because I didn't need it. I want it. I want to do good for this community. And I want to go in with my business expertise and refortify the economic opportunities and jobs this area needs. You can walk and chew gum at the same time, right? We've got a dozen things to work out. Donald Trump is going to be working out his first few days on the job, starting with the mass deportations and securing the border. I got an endorsement from Tom Homan, ICE director. Acting ICE director under the first Trump administration. Tom endorses me because I am passionate about starting with what comes first, protecting our border. Do you think China would allow such a porous border to exist? Do you think China would allow American businesses to come in and steal land in China, to bring in people to... Do you think China would allow American citizens to get on the Chinese stock market? Hell no. But they're doing that here. There's a cancer growing from within, and I'm here as your best dog in the fight to kill the cancer that's eating us from within. And it's all masked under a deep state strategy that has been working for a decade, long decades, long before Donald Trump's first term. It's got to stop now. The George Soros mentality. We need a cathartic release. We need to put principles before personalities. We need the right. I'm a resident.
It's almost like you know how to do public speaking. it's almost like you've done it before.
Well, another guy who's pretty good at it is Donald Trump. I'll follow his lead. I won't get out ahead of him, but I'll make sure his mission's accomplished. Again, Andrew, if you like Matt Gaetz, if you like Rick Scott, you will love Gene Valentino. I know when to use a feather, and I know when to use the chainsaw. And we're going to get things brought back. We're going to strengthen the military, all the establishments in the panhandle. We've got trillions of dollars of assets, Tyndall Air Force Base on the east side of Panama City, not even in our district. But it's from Tyndall all the way back to here is a mass assets that the United States government is using. And we not only need to nurture them and maintain them, we need to grow them. We need to create incentives to bring the younger generation into these military organizations. And we need to give them a prosperous future to grow with us. And on the other end of the story, when they're old and gray and retire, the Veterans Administration policies suck. It's a disaster what has happened to our veterans. Pensacola, the VA hospital, Andrew, the only establishment between Jacksonville and Biloxi. And you got military heroes waiting in line like paupers trying to see a doctor. A doctor who's working 10 to 12 to 14 hours a day just trying to get to all of these poor military heroes are being ignored. When I was county commissioner, Congressman Jeff.
Gene, I'm going to pause you because I know you have a lot to say, but I think out of fairness to all the candidates that we're interviewing, we're out of time. But this is why I wanted to have all the candidates on, because I think people have a right to know who are the people who are running for office. And, you know, they haven't heard from you in 10 years, and now or they may not have heard from you in 10 years, but as you say, this is who you are. And I think having listened to you now, they definitely know who you are. And I just want to say I appreciate you running. I think that anybody who runs for office is doing a service to the voter because they give us choices, and people are going to be making their choices coming up in January and then in April. Gene Valentino, former commissioner and candidate for Congressional District 1. As always, Gene, thank you for the time. You've always been available, and I appreciate that, sir.
The VA cannot be ignored, nor can the Second Amendment. Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely, sir. Good luck in the primaries. 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Four tails. Oh, man, that's a Gucci.
Oh, come on, burn. That doesn't mean anything.
No, man.
Let's go again.
No, man, a Gucci. That's really bad.
Ahead. Good morning, 824 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, rain and cold temperatures on the way through the holiday weekend. A storm organizing this afternoon that's going to spread through the Mississippi Valley into the Appalachians overnight. So a lot of cold and snow, as we've been seeing here on the Weather Channel, expected here over Thanksgiving for a lot of folks. Donald Trump announcing more cabinet nominations yesterday. Trump rounded out his health team by announcing Dr. Jay, hold on, let me make sure I'm saying this
Bhattacharya.
Right. Bhattacharya. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. As his next director of the National Institutes of Health, he co-authored an open letter opposing the COVID lockdowns. He'll work with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
And he actually gave a speech at Notre Dame just about a week or so ago talking about all this stuff. And I have yet to, it's my next thing to listen to, actually. So I'm kind of eager about that. DeSantis is a big fan of his, too. So I don't know if DeSantis had any role in facilitating this particular nomination. But yeah, he was a big fan of his also.
Well, I'll look forward to your deeper analysis on that here next later this week. Irish whiskey brand Proper Number 12 has dropped Conor McGregor after he was found liable for a 2018 sexual assault case in Dublin last week. McGregor helped found the brand that same year. He sold his stake in the company in 2021, but he'd still been the public face of the brand.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, we're still dealing with that accident that happened in Allentown Road in 87. Now, the southbound lanes of 87 are completely shut down still, so they're rerouting you to 89. That's over in the Milton area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620, 437-1620. This is a story that, you know, I would rather always tell the good stories if there are good stories to tell. I feel like in the last, I don't know, year to 2 years, there's just been a lot of unpleasant stories about the military to tell. And I don't mean, you know, particular instance. I mean broad trends type stories. And this is one of those, like, man, I just wish this were not true, but it is. The military sea lift commander has said that the Navy is going to gradually sideline 17 ships that it uses for support for the fleet due to a shortage of civilian mariners. So we don't have enough people, personnel, getting into, like, I guess merchant marine, but getting into, you know, civilian side. They're going to operate the ships that supply and resource the fleet. So, for example, the reset is potentially, they're not naming ships yet because they don't have a schedule, but it looks like two fleet replenishment ships, a fleet oiler, fuel, 12 fast transports for Marines and equipment, and two forward deployed expeditionary sea bases and an ammunition transport ship. That's an awful lot of what makes it possible for the Marines to do what they do. So this is direct. 16 of the 17 ships have direct impact on the Marine Corps' functional capabilities. This comes as the Navy is grappling with low readiness rates for its amphibious fleet, ships and Marines rely on to respond to crises around the world. One of the reports, this was military.com, was doing this particular report. In February of this year, a local news outlet near Newport News in Virginia, where there's a bunch of shipyards, right? They said that Norfolk is 10,000 people short in the maritime industry. I think it meant it at Norfolk. I don't think it meant nationwide. I think it meant Norfolk. Projections that by 2030, that figure would go to 40,000 people. So what we're seeing, not just in the military, but what we're seeing, I think, kind of around everything is post-COVID, it just feels like all the stuff you used to not have to think, how does this happen, is now just not happening. You know, we have not, it's not, this. In this case, it's not apparently because the boats are so old that they can't function, so we can't find enough people to staff them to use them. And, you know, the military has been struggling with its recruitment, sometimes hitting, sometimes missing over the course of the last few years, but this is a whole different slice of that problem, right? So I wish I had better news for you, but I feel like it's pretty pretty discouraging news, frankly, about overall military readiness. 829 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing work done, Peden, they will take care of you all along the Gulf Coast for 55 years. Quality installation, quality work, good products, people who show up on time, stand by at 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Because they do kind of all of these things, they have been growing all along the Gulf Coast. You know, they've been in Tallahassee for a little while. They've been in Panama City, where they started. Pensacola, of course, for a long time. Last year, they expanded to Baldwin County. This year, they've expanded to Mobile County. So, really, all along the Gulf Coast. Peden.com, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. And right now, for the month of November, if you get a new AC system, you can get $1,000 off a tankless water heater or a free tanked water heater. They also have 10% off the Moen Flow system, which helps detect leaks before they become a problem, automatically turning off the system and allowing you to monitor it remotely and, you know, operate it safely. So Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says he's making a new push for peace between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza now that a ceasefire is in place in Lebanon. An Israeli military official tells Fox the fight there against Hezbollah has set those militants back years.
The IDF official says U.S. and France-led negotiations have been an important step towards creating a new reality in Lebanon, and that troops are ready to react to any Hezbollah violation of the agreement.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President-elect Trump adds a doctor who's also an economist to his health team.
Jay Bhattacharya has been named as President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be director of the National Institutes of Health. Bhattacharya, a critic of the pandemic lockdowns and vaccine mandates, was one of three authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, an open letter that said lockdowns were causing irreparable harm and promoted herd immunity.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now, 61 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. Residents at one of the area's largest homeless camps have now about a week before they'll have to move. December 2nd is the deadline for Escambia County to clear out the Beggs Lane homeless camp. County staff and representatives from local service organizations have been on site. They've been helping people find a new place to go. The News Journal reports that several homeless residents took advantage of a reconnection program and got on buses to go connect with family members. There could still be between 60 and 80 people at that camp. The property it's on was deeded to Escambia County by the EPA several years ago. Law enforcement will begin enforcing statewide public camping bans early next year. A kitten rescued from a drain pipe near the Escambia County Juvenile Detention Center this week is now recovering and should be up for adoption soon. The kitten rescue happened on Monday morning. Sheriff's office employees heard the kitten meowing for help. Animal welfare responded. They ended up crawling through the drainage tunnel to get to the cat, who turned out to be healthy but underweight and distressed. The cat's been named Pipes. It'll be up for adoption at the Escambia County Animal Shelter soon. Well, SpaceX with another successful launch.
3, 2, 1, ignition and liftoff. Go Falcon, go Starlink.
The company launched a Falcon 9 from the Kennedy Space Center last night that was carrying 24 more Starlink satellites to help spread high-speed internet around the world. Another launch is scheduled for Monday. The FWC says they've recovered several historic, priceless artifacts from an 18th-century shipwreck. The state agency said they recovered 37 gold coins that were stolen from the fleet of Spanish treasure ships, which sank off the Florida coast in 1715. The coins were valued at more than $1 million. FWC says over 100 coins were found 9 years ago by salvage operators, but 50 of those coins were stolen. A St. Lucie County man was arrested in the case. Now, the day before Thanksgiving is typically one of the bigger celebration days of the year, almost rivaling New Year's Eve, as lots of folks hit the bar while they're back at home visiting their family members. But you do need to have a plan to get yourself home safely.
And that's why Totago exists. It's supposed to be kind of that that last line of defense for keeping impaired drivers off the road. So we strongly encourage people to have a designated driver identified or to use a ride-sharing program. I mean, those are two great options. But if all else fails, then you can certainly call AAA, and we'll dispatch a tow truck to take the driver and their vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. It is free of charge, and you don't have to be a AAA member to use it.
That is AAA spokesman Mark Jenkins. Their company offers tow-to-go for free every year, but Jenkins says their tow operators will likely be busy with other calls from stranded motorists and AAA customers. So he says, if possible, you should make other arrangements to get yourself home. The Miami Dolphins are preparing for their big Turkey Day game in Wisconsin tomorrow. They'll be playing the Green Bay Packers.
A lot of times you'd see the Cowboys play, you'd see the Packers play, the Lions play, and to be able to have that opportunity to play in a primetime game at night at a historic field, you know, I don't think any of the guys take that for granted.
That's Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, and he says a lot of today's players watched primetime Thanksgiving football as they were growing up. He says they believe it's an honor and an opportunity to play tomorrow. The Dolphins are hoping for a win that would bring their record to 6-6 for the season. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Ready Whip, topping off a dessert or swirling it into hot cocoa. Ready Whip is here to whip up some holiday cheer. Ready Whip is made with real cream, so pick up a can or two. That's Ready Whip. One accident to let you know about on North W Street and Marcus Point Boulevard. It's a vehicle crash with roadblock, so be prepared for that. We'll get more information on that because that just happened. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a mostly cloudy to sky day today with high near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For your Thanksgiving, 40% chance of some light to moderate showers, high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. Getting much cooler on that Friday, high near 58 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 38. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 61 degrees in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and 61 in Milton. Your money now. We've got a mixed open on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 88 points at 44,940.77. The S&P down about 8.25 points. I'm sorry, it's 6,012.88. The NASDAQ down 77 points at 1998.28. 10-year bond rate is down just a bit today, 4.25%. Gold prices are up 28.10 at 26.74.40. Silver prices up 3 cents at 30.44. And as we look at the always crazy crypto market, today our Bitcoin price is up $3,224 at $94,476. Ethereum is up. Solana's up. Dogecoin up by a cent right now at 39 cents. And XRP is up as well. Leaders from both Mexico and Canada say tariffs proposed by President-elect Donald Trump could harm their economies, and they believe it would also harm U.S. business.
Mexico's president has suggested that her country could retaliate with tariffs of its own and reiterated that Mexico has done a lot to stem the flow of migrants. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he spoke to Mr. Trump on the phone, describing it as a good call.
And that is reporter Mitch McCann. Trump also says he plans to slap a 10% tariff on all products entering the country from China. In a Truth Social post, he said China has been shipping massive amounts of drugs, including fentanyl, into the U.S. Service workers at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina back on the job today. They had a 24-hour strike to start the busy travel week. About 700 contracted employees with American Airlines went on strike Monday demanding better pay. Instagram's Threads platform now has nearly 35 million new users. Meta has been trying to lure in users that were leaving X since Elon Musk took over the company. It is 8:38, our next news at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. All of us like to give advice. All of us like to give feedback, let's just say. Criticism, I don't know, whatever. This is your chance to give assistance. If you know how to make a Thanksgiving meal happen, this is your chance to teach other people the things you know. This is a chance to be helpful, encouraging, and, you know, make other people's lives go better and their Thanksgiving to go more smoothly if you have things to share. The question is, what's your Thanksgiving tip or trick? 437-1620, 437-1620. What advice would you give to the lesser experienced and or might have experience, but they might have been doing it the same wrong way for 19 years and they don't know any better? So, you know, what can you do to offer people advice? Now, John, I know you're not a cook.
No, not at all.
But as a consumer, as an eater, let's just say, any tips or tricks you want to advise? You got nothing. You look. You have the face that's so discouraged today, like you can't participate in this one.
I know.
Okay. All right.
Just don't interrupt my football.
Okay. Don't interrupt. Yeah. If you say a time, make it at that time.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, but that's hard to do. It really is. Okay, Meg, you're a cook.
All right. Well, this will help John, too.
Okay. Yeah. So your tip or trick for Thanksgiving?
Make reservations.
Well done. We're done. Okay. 8:42 on News Radio 92.
You're right.
That's the best one.
Oh, I got a variation on that here. Somebody says, my best tip or trick for a Thanksgiving meal is go to your mom's.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Somebody else, our good friend Dave Merzen says, go out for Chinese food.
There okay. you go.
Wow, that's like A, abdicating responsibility, B, abandoning your country. I never thought of you as a Confederate Dave Merzen. How dare you? Golly, we might have to rethink my whole approach to having you on the show. Somebody says, plan ahead. If you're having people over, have them bring a dish. Potluck style.
I do have one that's serious.
I will say, you really have to pick if you're going to be in control or if you're going to get help.
True.
Because you can't do both. If you're going to be in control, you're going to get it the way you want. You're going to be maybe stressed out. And it's going to be more work. Or you're going to solicit out for help, potluck style, and you're going to get what you get, and you're going to have to be happy with that. You can't have people bring over to, you know, sweet potato casserole, and they put mushrooms and tangerine slices on top of it, and you're like, why'd you do that? You told me to bring something. Okay, you know, just pick one way or the other. Okay, you had a suggestion
for
it?
Well, no, I was going to say that there are things that are definite do's and don'ts, so, and I learned from experience. So be sure to get that turkey. If you haven't put your frozen turkey out yet, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, no, the turkey
you
needed
to defrost
to be,
the turkey.
The turkey needed to be in the fridge based on weight by at least Monday.
Correct.
Saturday or Sunday, depending on how big it is.
I had a Thanksgiving where I did not do that, and it was a very disappointing Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, my health department people are going to freak out that I'm going to say this, but I'm going to tell you what you do if you waited too long.
Okay.
Do not put it out in the air. That's bad. Do not put it out to thaw in the air. You can put it in cold water in the sink.
Yes.
And as long as you don't leave it in there too long to the water becoming, you know, more tepid, that will actually thaw it out more quickly than the air because the, what is it, specific gravity of water, I think, is better than air for conducing the heat. Anyway, so water, colder water will actually do a better job of it than the air will, and it won't become dangerous.
I got another one.
Y'all go on.
Okay. Another one that I learned the hard way. When you put it in the oven, make sure you take all the stuff that's out in the inside. You know, the thing that comes, the gizzards and the stuff that comes in the little...
Yeah. Empty the turkey.
Empty the turkey.
Yeah. No, also because a lot of times that stuff comes wrapped in things you shouldn't have in the oven anyway. So,
correct.
Yeah, no, that's a good. That's actually good. I will say that here's one more for me before we go to the text. 437-1620. Use the Reynolds bags. Oh, my God. The Reynolds bags? You know, the oven bags
yeah.
for
okay.
cooking a turkey or whatever? Oh, they make a very average cook into a pro. They are the best. Buy them. They're worth it. And you don't even have to do the. You know, I don't think you have to do the name brand, but it's not worth. I mean, it's like an extra 50 cents or something. So use the rental bags. If you've never done it, just trust me. Yeah, Meg, confirm?
I agree.
Use
That's
the
a good
bags.
Idea.
It's fantastic. All right. Quick break for traffic on the fives. John Pickens. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking good on I-10, I-110, even Avalon heading down to I-10. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're in the mood for a car, why not? It's Thanksgiving. Why not buy a car? I mean, you know, you need one, you need one. Or you want one, you want one. Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars you can count on. Cars Dave Ramsey recommends. Cars I recommend. Cars the bumper stickers and the license plate frames on all the cars driving around you recommend. They've been there for a long time. 25 years. They're going to be there for a long time because as a used car dealer, they're not trying to sell you one used car and hope that they never have to run into you again. They want to sell you a car and then run into you again. Because you need them again in 5 or 10 or 15 years. That's what they want. They want repeat business, so they stand by their cars. 10 years, 100,000 miles, good quality, A-conditioned cars. That's all they sell. I love going to Frontier because I get that peace of mind. You know, a lot of times you buy a used car, you're like, I hope it's okay. You go to Frontier, it's fine. It's fine. And if, God forbid, something isn't right, they'll take care of you, okay? They do. So Frontier Motors, a great selection, 300 cars and trucks on the lot. Drive a bunch. If you don't find exactly what you want, send them looking for it. They go looking for people for cars all the time. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, Frontier Motors behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the text. And I think Meg had a thing you wanted to know. Okay, all right.
I've got one.
Oh, you good. John, go.
Yes, Crock-Pot liners. How about that?
Okay. I don't use a Crock-Pot, so.
Well, there's some of us. That do
okay
for Thanksgiving. What do you cook in the
crock pot liners? They're a lifesaver. I got this.
Who'd that come from? Okay. The secondhand information.
Yeah. I'm just good.
Your support system.
Yes, my support system. Thank you.
Somebody says, this is actually great advice. Relax. It's all good enough. Have fun. Repeat.
I like that.
Actually, one of my favorite pieces of advice is breathe. I mean, just breathe. Just you know, if you're not enjoying it. You know, just slow down. It's okay. If everything's not perfect, it's okay. Because, you know, if somebody gives you a sideways look like, man, what about this? You're like, oh, what'd you cook?
There you go.
you know, your house next year, huh? You volunteered. Somebody here says, keep your wife happy and Thanksgiving dinner will be fantastic. Give mom a break and offer to host the family. Keep it simple. Only make the dishes you actually love. Oh, no, that's a great piece of advice. There's a lot of times at Thanksgiving people feel obligation to do it a certain way.
Right.
Look, if you're cooking, do it the way you want to do it. Now, keep in mind what people will and won't like, but, you know, it's more of a matter of get rid of rather than add to. And, you know, if something is, like, stressing you out, it's an additional... I tend to make all the things I want to try, and then I have all the things left over that I'm the only one that eats. Right. And that's no good, you know? So just, you know, be a little bit judicious. Somebody here says, on bringing deviled eggs, put an olive or an anchovy on top of the eggs. Not all, but some. Even at the end of the serving line, there will always be some left for you. that's spitting on it, but not spitting on it, right? That's making sure it's yours. This person's great. I love it. 437-1620. Meg, you look like you had another one. No? Okay, all right. I'll pass you again.
I'm just laughing.
Okay. Make sure that when you buy a turkey, make it the whole turkey. We bought a small turkey and unfortunately did not come with the legs, thighs, or wings. I was very disappointed. I've never heard of such a thing. Okay, so good safety tip. Yeah, I'd never heard of that at all. Can you cook a turkey in a microwave? You shouldn't be hosting Thanksgiving. Somebody here says... the gizzard should already be taken out, cooked and used to make the stuffing and the dressing. I'm going to go no on the bits and pieces in either the gravy or in the stuffing, but that's because my own family hates those things. And
oh, it's so good in the gravy.
It changes the flavor of the gravy. Some say yes, some say no. If you're addicted to that particular flavor, you'll miss it, but you know, feed your own family, right? That's the thing. Somebody says a good tip for Thanksgiving, make sure you have enough beer. That is a good tip, but maybe not too much beer. somebody else just says, drink. Hey, you know, have fun. It's supposed to be a fun occasion. I had one. Oh, make your pies the night before. I discovered early on making Thanksgiving that the most stressful part is managing oven space with pie making and trying to figure out how to make all that work together. And the one that I discovered is if you just make the pies the night before.
Or even 2 days before.
Yeah, they're
still
fine.
Yeah,
yeah, they are.
Tuesday.
And there's just a little tiny bit of sacrifice in the, like if you're making particularly like I make apple pie in addition to, we buy pumpkin pie because it's not worth making. It's just so much work and you're not going to get better than the frozen one typically anyway.
You have three boys, right?
Three boys and yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not devoured before the day, or do you write you will
hide?
Oh,
they don't
hands.
Touch that pie.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, they know better.
I'm just checking.
No, we have controls in my house. So that definitely does not happen. But yeah, pie of the night before. It all of a sudden I went from a thing that had been overwhelmingly stressful to a thing that was like, oh, I have time. I can watch the parade. You know, like, that's the difference making the pie the night before, at least made in our particular house. There was one other one. What was the other one I was going to share with you? This is a deviled eggs trick. Okay? And no, I'm not going to get into the fight about how to make deviled eggs or what to put in them. Miracle Whip. And mustard and nothing else. But, again, that's its own fight. But here's how to just make hard-boiled eggs in a way that will make your life easier. How many hours of your life have you ever spent peeling hard-boiled eggs and then the little tiny pieces and the pulling the bits and pieces of egg out with it? And it's okay, here's what you do. You boil them for 15 minutes, you spin them, they're done, and then you put them in an ice water bath until they're cold, and then you peel them immediately. And you will be, they fall right off. It's super easy.
I have another tip
on
that.
Go on.
So when you look at the egg and you have the sort of narrower top part of the egg, mm-hmm, and you have mm-hmm. the fuller bottom part of the egg, pop that bottom part of the egg and then turn it over, and it just peels off the whole piece.
Because that's where the air is typically.
That's
at
right.
The bottom.
So then
that's
it peels
exactly
off all in
right.
one piece.
Make everything you can the night before. Somebody says I make mac and cheese the night before. Oh, mac and cheese is a momentary of the thing, but that's okay. It's okay. We don't have to agree about everything. And I bring 101 wild turkeys in a bottle. 8:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from 1 year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
You are hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about you.
A54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. We will be on the air from 6 to 9, and then on Black Friday, we'll be here from 5 to 9. Regular show every day except Christmas. That's how it works. Let's get a quick traffic report before we bring on Scott Lunsford, the tax collector in Escambia County. John's got traffic on the 5s. John?
No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 are looking really good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. Scott Lunsford is the tax collector in Escambia County, and he joins us now out of the blue on Thanksgiving Eve. Scott, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. First question, do we have an opening date for the new facility on 29? Because it looks like it's almost ready.
We are open. We opened up a few days ago.
Huh.
And we basically did a soft opening to make sure everything was working. We had a few bugs, but we're full service now.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I'm glad I asked. So, yeah, the new facility just south of Brent on Palafox is open now. But that's not the reason I wanted you on today. The reason I wanted you on is somebody had sent me a note that the birth certificate service is not available. And I hadn't known that you guys even did birth certificates. But what's going on and what do people need to do to get birth certificates?
The birth certificates, we started 5 or 6 years ago issuing birth certificates so we could help people get their real ID credentials for Florida births. Earlier this year, the Department of Health over in Jacksonville had a cyber event, and they were on an ancient software system. And to the best of my knowledge, versus trying to recreate that ancient system, they were about halfway or three quarters through writing a new modern system. They focused all their efforts on the new system. So tax collectors statewide have been unable to issue birth certificates now for about 5 or 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And we look to be back in full service in early spring of 2025.
Okay. No, now that you tell me that, it reminds me of Deanna Oleski, the medical examiner, telling us that they'd had this system where they couldn't enter any of the information into the death database for the state for several months, which is, you know, all connected to all of that. So, no, very, very interesting. The other half of that equation, though, is death certificates, and you guys do not do death certificates. Is that right?
That is correct. We have a file index that we can view the certificates so that we can process title work for deceased citizens, but we cannot print or provide those to the public.
Okay, so if people need birth certificates, where do they go? Department of Health? Where do they go?
Florida Department of Health on Fairfield, there next to the Rosa Park bus office.
Outstanding. Because we're just at the end of the hour, we're running out of time, but any last things you want us to know, any services you're rolling out, or anything about the new facility that you want to make people aware of?
Well, the new facility is open, and the biggest change is we built two buildings. One out front is the main building for the longer transactions, tag, title, driver license. In the back, there's a separate, which kind of looks like a bank. It's a drive-through, and that's where we handle all the car dealer walk-in traffic and all of our drive-through traffic for payments. Anyone that's just making a payment can go through there. And, of course, the shortest line is always online, so we encourage people to go to EscambiaTaxCollector.com first and see if that service is not available from home.
Absolutely. And the online system is very, very, very useful and easy to use. Scott Lunsford, the Escambia County Tax Collector. Sir, thanks for providing us with such essential public services and for getting that new office open, man. I appreciate the time on short notice today.
You're very welcome, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Scott. A58 News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they just know how to do this. They, at the peak when it was real like easy to sell homes, they were selling more than 200 homes a year last year. Now that it's kind of slowed down a little bit, 175. They're plus 150 so far this year, on track to do about the same amount again this year, around 175. And what that means is experience. They know how to do this. They know how to solve the problems, avoid the problems, get past the objections, you know, get the sales accomplished and make sure that you get a good price for your home or, you know, have to pay not as bad of a price on the buying end. Somebody with that kind of expertise can help you figure out what's normal and get all the way through to the happy endpoint that you want of selling or buying. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Thanks for listening.